Praise the Lord. Dear friends, the Lord protects us and guides us. And this fact is expressed through the image of the shepherd. In the Old Testament, God is considered as shepherd, and he promised himself to be the shepherd. And in the New Testament, Jesus presents himself as the good shepherd. Today we reflect on the theme, the good shepherd. We read from the book of, from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. The relation between shepherd and sheep was quite familiar to the people of Israel, who were themselves shepherds, nomads. It's the shepherd who leads the flock, who guides the flock. And this relation between shepherd and sheep has been transferred also into the political and religious levels. In such a way, the leaders, be they religious leaders like priests and prophets, or political leaders as kings and princes, were also called shepherds. The leaders were shepherds who were supposed to guide the flock, the people. But it happened that the leaders were not always faithful, that they cared not for the sheep but for themselves. This has been criticized and severely criticized by the prophets, especially Prophet Ezekiel, proclaiming the word of God as a judgment on the leaders. We see in chapter 34 of Ezekiel these words: Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick, you have not bound up the injured, you have not brought back the strayed, you have not sought the lost. The leaders were not caring for the sheep. So God promised that he himself will feed the sheep. In Ezekiel chapter 34, 11 and following, we read, For thus says the Lord, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. So he is going to search out and he's going to feed the flock, to bind up the wounded and bring back the strayed. This promise of the Lord given through the prophets is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd who leads the flock, who knows the flock, and who gives life to the flock. So Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows each one of his flock. He calls each one by name. As God knows each individual, Jesus knows us, you and me, personally. Not as a crowd, not as a number, but as a person. He knows my name. He knows my need. And he cares for me personally, individually. And it is for me that he has given up his life on the cross to protect me, to save me from all dangers of sin and death. So Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd has laid down his life so that we may have life in abundance. He leads us to the streams of living waters. That is the Holy Spirit. It is he who gives us the Spirit that leads us to eternal life. It is the good shepherd who has given himself as our food. Take and eat. This is my body broken for you, he said. So he becomes our food. He becomes our light. And he leads us to streams of eternal life. As long as we listen to him, as long as we follow him, we have nothing to fear. The Lord is my shepherd, and Jesus will lead me to eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Amen.